On Truth Matters Today, Dr. Cheryl Davis exposes the lie behind the gender war and why women are not sex objects, but gifts of God. She also uncovers the naked truth of how the gender identity movement is confusing truth with nature and nature's God. Here's Dr. Davis in part one of I See You.
In modern day America, we are living in a society that is struggling with truth. We define truth in relative terms rather than absolute terms. What I mean by that is that we define truth as it relates to vantage points and our own perspective. We dissect truth into parts and stand on a small shred of truth rather than the whole truth. We shy away from the absoluteness that God intended at creation. For example, the absolute truth of gender from a biblical perspective is that there are two possibilities, male and female. It is evidenced in Genesis chapter 2. But presently in freshman seminar in our state-funded colleges, we are educating students that gender is non-binary, meaning not just two options, and that the term gender is likened to a universe of possibility sounds. We are taking something that God intended to be simple and making it so complex to include every variation from the normal. We are allowing our society to rewrite the moral fabric of this country. The war to redefine gender is not new. We are fighting a very old battle. It just looks different today than it looked over the last 2,000 years. We find in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." After Adam was created and placed in the garden, God noticed that something was off. Something was incomplete. So therefore, God created woman as a gift to Adam because it was not enough for him to be alone. Women are gifts from God. Women, I'm going to say that one more time. Women are gifts from God. Since the beginning of time and the fall in the garden, the gift of God, known as the female, has been persecuted. Since the fall in the garden to modern day history, the female gender has been less than that of the man, a token for sexual satisfaction, and a trophy to be won to adorn the male. For example, the majority of restaurants in this country that have a bar have pictures posted of provocative women in the men's restroom. In ancient monarchies, women were cast out for their inability to produce a male heir. When we know that science tells us the male determines the sex of an offspring. Today, women are subject to the slave trade of human sex trafficking. Women are exploited in the media. Restaurants are founded on women's body parts. And women in our nation are risking their lives for perfection and body-altering procedures in order to feel adored. Our society has created a less-than mentality for women. Therefore, the pursuit of perfection is instilled in young women at an early age. We all feel the need to provide a better-than version of ourselves to the world. I'm going to say that one more time. Women feel the need to provide a better-than version of themselves to the world. So I want to get a couple of things straight even before we get into the message. Women, you are a treasure. You are gifted to the man in your life by God. With God, you are enough. Notice I said, with God, you are enough. The over-sexualized image of the female and the persecution of the female in this nation today is not what God intended for the female to be. Women are to be treasured with a godly adoration, not trampled, used, and abused like the enemy has convinced us that they should be. Today, women are sexual symbols and the face of liberation. This is not what God intended women to be. What I want to say is this. The Lord has revealed to me that women are in a polluted environment. That polluted environment is for sure this nation, but your polluted environment may be your marriage, your home, your job, motherhood, or even your relationship with your father or your mother. What I mean by polluted is that there are things that happen and things that you have to endure that God never intended to be.
God didn't create us to live in a confusing world, but to live in accordance with His Word, the Bible. Dr. Davis is available by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com and on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis to answer your questions. Today's broadcast is a production of The Truth Project. Please join us again for Truth Matters on this station and online at ProjectTruthMatters.com.